media members on the line, just hit *1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Hey, Rob. How are you today?
I'm fine. Certainly a tough Saturday for you guys against Rhode Island. Fell behind early in a 31-14 loss. Just as you've had a chance to go back and look at it, just talk about what happened on Saturday.
I think, you got to give Rhode Island credit. They came in and played with a ton of passion and played a good road game. I think, we did not match that in the first half and did not play a very good football game. We struggled on the offensive line, had some injuries during the first half, and, we just challenged our kids at halftime that, we need to play with more passion. And I think, we've lost so many tough games in a row. I think it took a little toll on us. And, I've got to do a better job making sure they're ready to play. And, I thought we went out in the second half and as bad as we played at times, we got a chance to get the game back to, 3 points and we drop a big reception. The corner fell down. It would have been potentially a big play. And, we were not able to convert and Rhode Island scored and put the game away. So, we've got to get ourselves back on track and start playing our brand of football to have any success the rest of the year.
I was going to ask you about some things you touched on. First of all, like you said, you've been on the short end of some really heartbreaking losses this season. How difficult with the grind that this conference is week in and week out trying to get kids up and ready to play every week?
Yeah, I think that in some regards, we're a victim of that, and unfortunately, our kids are well aware of the grind and what we're competing against. I think the hardest part for kids sometimes is when things don't go the way you're planning and feel like you have a chance to make some noise in the conference. I think there was, a little bit of a letdown, and we came into a game not as prepared as we needed to be mentally to play another tough CAA football game. So, that's on me, clearly, and we need to be better getting ourselves ready to play. And, we don't have an easy task this week. We've got to go in and play a hot football team that's very talented, that's, big and tough. So, I'm curious to see how our kids respond. I'm excited about the opportunity, and I think we've really challenged our older guys, to try to get back on track.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. A couple of standout performances from the guys on defense. First, Nate Hotowski with a ridiculous number, 21 tackles, tying a UAlbany Division I record. And then Justin Walker, also a linebacker, 10 tackles and to 1.5 sacks. Just talk about the way those two guys played on Saturday.
Nate's been a bright spot on the year for us. He's really solidified our linebacking core. I think we were a little uncharacteristically struggled on defense at times and throughout the game. But, he played very well, and he's a tough kid, and I'm really proud of the way he's played. And, Justin Walker's a kid. We've got a group of kids that just joined the team, and he's starting to feel better in the defense, and he's been a good contributor for us along the way.
Offensively, along with some of the struggles, but Rhode Island able to sack your quarterback 7 times. I know Will 6 of them. What was Rhode Island able to do? I know their defensive line is good, but what were they able to do?
They were just beating us up front. It was a simple. There was nothing new, nothing fancy. We really struggled up front. We had opportunities. The first drive we pushed the ball into the wind. Get to the 50 and get stopped on a third down and short, and then get a punt block, which completely changes momentum. Same next series, it's 4th and 5. We have the quarterback sack. We miss the sack, and then we get a holding penalty in the secondary and gives them a first down. So we had opportunities to keep ourselves afloat early in the game. We're just struggling on offense, we've got to solidify that, and we will. We've been up and down with this young offensive line, and they need to be better, and we need to do a better job as a coaching staff helping that offensive line protect our quarterback, because it's just, you credit Rhode Island. I knew they could rush the passer, but a lot of the things were you know, a couple of the sacks were just easy run bys that you can't have. I mean, just it's impossible to throw the ball if you've got a guy running, hitting you immediately.
I know you switched quarterbacks and went to, with Nevin there in the second half, and he did lead you on a 71-yard scoring drive. What was he able to do to that maybe Will wasn't?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, we made some adjustments at halftime to try to slow the rush down a little bit, and I thought we did a pretty good job. And, you know, it was a blustery day, and I think, you know, Nevin just made some really good throws. We hit a fade, we hit a corner out, we hit a couple different things. He just made a few good throws and took us down and scored, cut it to, you know, 24-7, and then, you know, we stopped them on a fourth down and ran it back for a touchdown and then got the ball back and had a chance to cut it even further. He did a good job, and it's just something that if we would have had that life on offense in the first half, it would have made a big difference in the game.
As you said, you have a tough challenge again on Saturday, a Stony Brook team that's 6-2 overall and 5-1 in the league, coming off a big win last Saturday. As you've taken a look at them, obviously, offensively, Joe Carbone is having a nice year and it has improved quite a bit. What have you seen from them from an offensive standpoint?
You know, they're good on offense. They're physical and they're tough. They're going to run the ball. And Fidel's been around for a really, really long time, and he's a good back. The quarterback has played very well, and I think they have one of the, if not the best, if not the best, one of the best receivers in the league. They present a lot of problems, and they're very true to what they do, and they're a big play. They're very capable of big plays, so it's a big challenge for our defense to get back on track. And, you know, if we're going to have any chance in the game, our defense has to go back and play the way they've been playing all year.
And then defensively, they've traditionally been one of the top defensive teams, very very aggressive defensively. What have you seen from them from that standpoint?
Yeah, they're really good on defense. I mean, they're big and fast. I've been really impressed with their speed. The physicality up front is obviously a big concern for us because of, you know, our situation. There's a lot of problems for us in this football game, and it's a big game for us, and obviously it's a huge game for them, and they're home, and they're going to be ready to roll. So, you know, we really need to be ready for the physical battle that we're walking into.
As you touched on a big game, New York rivals, what does the rivalry mean to your guys, and how important is it to win this game?
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing that's interesting in this league is it's hard to separate rivals from regular games, you know, and it's obviously a huge game and for us and for them, but the rivalry part to me is secondary to playing a CAA game on the road and in a tough environment and trying to get a win. I don't think, we want to win, but I don't know that the rivalry supersedes just the desire to get a conference W.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for your time this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.